Hello, and welcome to Working Together with Kelly Elkins. I'm your host, Kelly Elkins, your Chief Operating Officer for Maine Health. In this new podcast series, I will be joined each episode by guests who are participating on teams focused on how we can further support and enhance how we work together across Maine Health so that we can achieve our vision of working together so our communities are the healthiest in America. In particular, we will highlight work we are doing in further development of our operating model for Maine Health and how we are creating structure and processes that make it easier for you to do your work. Today's episode is titled Attracting Talent. We are all too aware of the workforce shortages that are impacting healthcare. In addition to the shortages, there is also great competition for healthcare talent. In this environment, attracting talent to our organization is more important than ever, and the traditional tools and tactics we have used to recruit need repositioning to ensure our success. In today's episode, we'll spend some time discussing our talent acquisition and attraction and recruitment strategies and how we are building an employer brand to attract the best talent to Maine Health. To join me in this conversation today is my guest, Helene Kennedy, Vice President of Talent for Maine Health. Welcome to the podcast, Helene.
Thank you, Kelly. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're joining us. So, Helene, before we dive into the topic, What does it mean to be the Vice President of Talent for Maine Health?
Well, I think I have one of the best jobs in the organization. I'm really responsible, me and my team, to bringing talent into the organization. And a lot of people think about that as just recruitment, but it actually involves a lot of marketing and attraction strategies, and it also involves building pipeline of talent out there.
So a big job.
It doesn't feel overwhelming, I think, because I have such a fantastic team and also we have great leaders who really understand the importance of not just attracting talent, but retaining talent. Yeah. But yes, I would be lying if I didn't say that it's a lot of responsibility.
That's right. But you do a wonderful job
with it.
Helene, when you think about talent attraction and recruitment, what would you say are some of the differentiators for Maine Health that makes us more attractive to talent than perhaps our competitors, whether it's in our immediate service area or even in this region of Northern New England?
Yeah, in Northern New England, people may or may not be aware, we're actually the largest integrated healthcare system, and we also have the most comprehensive sets of services. So that alone can be attractive. Yeah. We're also recognized as being a very stable organization, even through the pandemic when a lot of healthcare organizations struggled. We really stayed on track, and so that's attractive. But what I think makes it really attractive is there's so many opportunities here at Maine Health. You could come here in one role and have six different careers while you're here.
Right.
And we're also an organization that really supports that. We provide several Earn While You Learn programs, and then we also provide a lot of educational support throughout your career here. So I think that sets us apart from our immediate competitors and a lot of national competitors as well.
Excellent. So your team has put a tremendous amount of work into rethinking our recruitment and attraction processes and strategies over the past year. Could you share some of the key elements of the talent acquisition strategy and how they may be different than in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've been on a journey for a few years now where we recognized 5+ years ago, you cannot have a passive approach to recruitment in healthcare, quite honestly, any industry anymore. And so we began to change our strategies then, really moving more to digital marketing, and we revamped our employee referral program. We made a lot of great changes over the last few years. Then, as we all know, the pandemic hit, and recruiting in healthcare just became so constrained and so competitive. So we've done a few creative things. Number one, I think, was starting to think about how do we create new talent pools out there. And we developed a relationship with an international recruitment company and agency, and we're bringing on talent that are foreign-trained nationals and bringing them into our organization, and then eventually we would have the option to hire them directly. So we have about 35 of those professionals with us, 15 more on the way. We also developed, as we know, we've been heavily dependent on travelers over the last several years. So we developed what's called a bridge program that helps our travelers bridge from traveler employment into regular employment with us. And so we shaped a role that's very similar to a traveler role mm-hmm. in the hopes that we'll be able to bridge them. And we've got about 50 travelers who took advantage of that.
Wow.
And another 19 travelers, when we talked to them about it, decided they would just come work for us.
Which is even better.
I know,
right?
Exactly.
Not even needing the bridge.
Yeah, so that was great. And one other really key thing I want to talk about, and I really have to do a big shout out to our corporate marketing team, tons of support from Maria Mishu and Terry Kanan in helping us refine our employment brand.
Yeah.
And they use the voice of our team to do that through a cultural survey. And now they have launched a broad campaign targeting RNs, CNAs, and medical assistants. And that's kind of launched this month, and we're already starting to see results from that. So just really exciting to really have a refined employment brand that we can talk about out in the marketplace.
Yeah, that's wonderful. When you say employment brand or employer brand, what do you mean when you say that, right? Because we have the Maine Health brand, yeah. if you will, and our local health systems have their unique kind of local brands. But what does it mean to have an employer brand?
Yeah, it's really about what is it like to be an employee here and what makes us different. And ours is really focused on the work we do, changing lives of patients,
right.
coupled with what we all do for each other, which is change each other's lives by supporting each other, yeah. by promoting the development of our employees. And so it really provides that sort of unique value that I talked about earlier, yeah. which is that we're such a large and diverse organization. We have so much to offer our employees for their entire career path.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to mention, Kelly, was some work that we're doing with Dora Mills' team and Ryan Pauley's team around reaching out to diverse populations of candidates. And in particular, Dora's team was nice enough to help us set up time at the food pantry where we're there helping folks who may be new to yeah. Maine, to America, complete applications, educating them about the different roles that we have in the organization. Lots more work to do there, but sure. I'm just really excited about that particular project that we're working on.
No, that's really wonderful because, one, we know, especially for those who are new to this country, many of them are trained and skilled in healthcare professions from, you know, where they originated from. And so it's just helping them bridge the gap of how they use those skills here and ideally with us. So that's wonderful to hear.
Oh, thanks.
You also mentioned the kind of care team member referral program,
yeah.
you know, and that's alive and well. And I know at some recent board meetings, I've been sharing a lot of the great work your team, on behalf of your team, mm-hmm. That we've been doing. And you know, I thought it was an amazing statistic to learn that in this fiscal year alone, mm-hmm. in the first 10 months, we hired almost 1,100 care team members to our organization due to 550-some care team members referring them. And we actually have paid out over $1 million to those care team members for that referral. And I say this a lot in leadership meetings and particularly with our boards, our care team are our best recruiters.
Absolutely.
And I firmly believe that, not to take anything away from your talented group of recruiters. But, you know, to your point of that employer brand, when someone who's living the experience is telling someone you got to come work mm-hmm. here, that's just so powerful. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that with this brand and other things that we continue to see our own care team members help widen that funnel, if you will.
I couldn't agree with you more, Kelly. And that's over 30% of our hires in that time frame
yeah.
have come from our care team members. There's research and data out there that shows that some of your best employees come from your current employees.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we think about the kind of the new strategies in play and building upon what was already, you know, really foundational, are we starting to see improvement in the candidate pools that are out there? I know for a long time, even just the pool of available workforce was very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
But how is the candidate pool looking?
Yeah, so we are seeing increases in application flow. I think last quarter it was over 25% increase year over year from that quarter. But we continue to see the hiring sort of consistent with last year.
Okay.
What is exciting, though, is we're really targeting certain key critical roles. And so I'll give you an example of a really great success story, which is our new grad recruitment.
Yeah.
So we, and I take no credit for this, I really credit my team. We really went out into the market early. So new graduate season is a little bit in December, but mostly in May. We went out in September of 22 to 1,500 programs across the country and blasted them with information about MaineHealth and then offered them a concierge level service where they could connect with an RN recruiter. And that has been wildly successful. So we have to date hired over 340 new RN graduates, which is a 25% increase year over year from last year at this exact same time.
Oh,
so really exciting.
That's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Bringing in the new, you know, new generation of workforce with new grads, which also continues to contribute to, you know, how we work as a learning health system, our academic and education mission to continue to do that. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, I know that the work of talent acquisition does not end with hiring. And you mentioned this a little bit before, but how are we focusing on retention from your team's perspective?
Yeah. So the HR team overall has a lot of strategies around retention. One of the things we're focused on is making sure we get the right hires the first time around. So really spending a lot more time with candidates, evaluating them, and making sure that we're connecting them with the right opportunities. Good example is the nurse recruitment. You may come in and say, I think I want to work at this organization. But once we describe all of the MaineHealth organizations, we help make sure you're connected to the right one. We also are partnering very closely with our onboarding team to provide a great first day experience for our candidates. So making sure that transition from my team, which is responsible for capturing you, and making sure there's a really warm handoff to onboarding so that works really well. And then, you know, throughout HR, we're doing things like expanding our employee assistant program and providing continued leadership development around engagement and all of that. So in my 8 years here, I've never seen a bigger focus on retention. So it's been very exciting to watch and partake in.
That it is exciting. And even more exciting is the progress we've made in retention with our turnover rate.
Yes.
When we look at where we are this year, we're at around 15% turnover rate. The same time last year, we were over 18%.
Yeah.
So our leaders are doing just a tremendous job. Our care team are doing a tremendous job in creating that environment where people want to stay.
Yep.
Because that's the other piece of the equation. Your team does a great job sourcing, hiring, getting folks in, but we need folks to stay. So I think that's really exciting. When we think about that space, I know traditionally we have seen the highest turnover in those folks who are with us less than 1 year.
Yes.
Are we making any inroads into that population as well?
We are. I wish I had the statistic off the top of my head, but I don't. But we definitely are making inroads. And I think a lot of that is the work that is focused around making sure we get the right hires first, but then also that warm handoff with onboarding and keeping track of folks, because the reality is almost every single person we hire could have multiple job options out there. And so securing them, but then taking care of them once they're here is really important.
Yeah. Last question, and this will kind of go back a little bit probably to both attracting, recruiting, as well as retention. You know, oftentimes when we think of that space, you hear anecdotes of, well, if compensation were only increased or if benefits were enhanced, maybe could you just highlight just a second about the role in conjunction with everything else you talked about, right? Like that well-being, the environment, the connection with hiring leader. From a talent acquisition perspective, how much of compensation do you see playing into the decision of people joining our organization?
Yeah, I think certainly it plays a role, especially with the more entry-level positions. Mm-hmm. I think as folks get further along in their career, they value more the whole package of benefits and all of that. So it certainly plays a role, but not exclusively.
Yeah.
We have so much to offer our employees. And I think the more we wrap our arms around, especially the career pathing and the career development, that, you know, when you look at our engagement scores, that's as important as anything to folks. So I think as we continue to refine our approach to that and we continue to expand those services, we're going to find that compensation plays less of a role.
Right.
One of the things my team is doing is making sure as we make offers, we really do provide the whole package. Here's right. everything that you're going to be offered. The other, you know, you won't be surprised to find that it's, I guess it's sort of compensation related, but not really. But one of our challenges recruiting from outside our state and region is housing.
Yeah.
And so although that's not a pay thing, I would say we probably hear that as much, if not more,
sure.
around some of the challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Helene, one, it's really exciting work.
Thank you.
We are so grateful for the work you and your team do to ensure we are attracting the best talent to MaineHealth. And clearly, we're seeing the needle move in that space. I want to thank you for joining me on the podcast today and sharing some more insight into the work that you and your team are doing. And just really can't thank you enough for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kelly. I was so proud to represent my team and happy to be here with you.
Wonderful. I hope that you found this episode informative and provides deeper insight into one of our major areas of focus as we continue to enhance how we work together as MaineHealth to achieve our vision of working together so that our communities are the healthiest in America. Thank you and have a blessed day.